Hey guys, welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Amanda. And welcome to today's episode. We're so grateful that you're here with us.
So good. We didn't fuck it up. Yay!
No, I know. If you guys noticed, we have just changed our intro because if you've been around for 24 episodes, 25, where are we?
25. We're on 26 now.
Yeah. No, 25 is one we haven't talked about yet. So we're kind of leading it. Yes.
That's right.
So today is technically episode 25. We're a quarter of a way to 100.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. So crazy.
I know. It feels like just yesterday we started, but.
Right?
Yeah. We good. Did not. So here we are. And today we're going to have what we think is going to be an important conversation. And ironically, our topic is about communication and disagreeing like a grown-up. And we kind of even disagreed about having the conversation about disagreements today. So obviously, if you're listening to this in the future, down the road, when we're 1,000 episodes into our podcast, this might feel a little bit irrelevant, but living in today's world, things are very chaotic and very divisive and very hostile, I guess, all the way around the world. Like, it's not just where we are. And we're not going to get into what's causing it or anything like that. We just thought this might be a really valuable conversation because there is so much disagreement on so many different fronts out there right now, that communication is a very important thing to be able to do effectively, to learn how to talk and especially learn how to listen.
Yeah.
And know that you can have conversations and you can have disagreements and you can still be civil and be friends and be married and be all the things, right?
Yeah.
So
100%.
That's what we want to cover today. So buckle up. We're going to spend probably about half an hour with you is our goal. So yeah.
We'll see. If you see me swatting, if you're watching us on YouTube and you see me swatting, I've got a fly that's been dive bombing me for the last half an hour landing on my head. So just in case you hear me go a little crazy.
It's like a real life of what's that show with the fly on the TV, that scary one?
Oh, I don't know. That's I don't something. Do horror movies. The Ring?
Oh, you don't? Yeah, I think that's
I don't one. Do... I don't do horror movies.
The girl that like what has all the
no! fucking weird hair. No. I can't do it. I can't do scary movies.
Kill the fly now.
I can do like paranormal movies are fine. I can do like watch paranormal shows. All that stuff is totally fine. But you start getting into like Scream. Oh, I can't even have anyone run up the stairs after me now because of watching goodness. Scream or like Blair Witch. Oh, I can't do any
I
of it.
I swear nope. Scream is like more of a comedy than an actual horror movie is. So I'm coming at you with a knife. I'm going to run up the stairs and trip on them.
Don't go out the front door. Go up into a place where you can't get away from.
Okay, Vanessa, we're sidetracked. Let's go. Every time. We're trying to get this out of the way before we record, but...
Every time.
Inevitable. So
I think that's why people love us. Let's be real.
I think so too. We're relatable.
110%. We're relatable.
Comment on this episode and tell us your favorite horror movie.
Oh, yes. Oh, and now I'm going to mute. You go ahead because my dog is going nuts.
Oh, fun. All right. So we want to talk about, like I said, communication. And quite often where this gets sticky and icky for most people is when it comes to disagreement, which is very common in all relationships and all walks of life. You're going to disagree with your friends. You're going to disagree with your family. We're not all the same humans. We never should be. That's what makes us really unique and really cool. And I think that probably the most important point that we might hit on today is that disagreement invites the opportunity to learn about other people, their perspective, and about new things.
Yeah.
So like you need to think about it. I relate it to like when we're a child, right? When we're a child, we start testing the waters when we get old enough into those toddler ages where we're doing things we're not supposed to do. And we're told no, which technically is a disagreement because you're wanting to do it and your parents is telling you you're not supposed to do it, right? And we learn from those situations. That's how we grow and evolve into a human that knows the difference between right and wrong and knows how to have conversations and all that kind of stuff, right? So I think that it's really important to learn first and foremost to not just shut down when you come to a disagreement situation and not just say, well, you don't agree with me, so I don't want to hear what you have to say. Or like I see really commonly on social media right now, like if you don't agree with XYZ that I'm posting about, feel free to scroll by. Well, no, because
or it's even an worse,
opportunity for, yeah.
Even, sorry to cut you off, even worse to unfollow. If you don't agree or with that, me, unfollow me now, right? And it's like,
And I've seen people say things even to the extent of like, oh, let the trash take itself out, right? Like,
No.
First of all, if you're thinking that way, you have some work to do internally.
And that's it.
Like,
that's a you thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's 100% a you thing. That is, those other people have perspectives and opinions that differ from you, and that makes you uncomfortable. And you need to go inward to you, not say, get your stuff out of my face because it makes me uncomfortable. That's not their problem. That's your problem. That's a really good, a really good point. But it's, I hate that we're so conditioned to shut down. Like, we hate that discomfort of not agreeing. And like, you guys, like, you listen to me and Vanessa every week, and like, we're really good friends. We're really close friends. And we're probably even a little bit more than that now with all the stuff that we've been through and done together.
And it's just like kidding. That, we live too far away.
No kidding. Hey. But it's like, we still disagree all the time. You don't probably hear us do it on here. Like, it's in conversations that we have before, like real life conversations and real world conversations. And what the world's going through right now fucking sucks. And there's stuff that you and I agree on, and there's stuff that we don't agree on. But I always appreciate having that conversation, because it helps. It'll either help do one of two things. It'll A, reinforce the things that you believe, right? When you look at it from a new perspective and say, okay, she feels this way, blah, 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 blah. Nope, I still feel very convicted in the way I believe. Or you can learn and grow and evolve from it and say, okay, wait a minute. She said something that I've never thought about before. And then maybe it'll open up your perspective a little bit. Maybe it'll totally shift your perspective, right? Like, you, but you have to allow yourself those opportunities to grow and learn from other people. And a lot of that growth comes from disagreements externally and internally. Like, we disagree with ourself all the time with our negative self-talk, right? Like the negative things that you think about yourself, 9 times out of 10 aren't actually true, right? And then it's a fight all day of like, oh, I'm an idiot. No, you're not an idiot. Oh, I'm an idiot. No, that's a disagreement. And you're constantly having it. And you have it externally as well with your friends and your family and your spouses. And it's just super important to learn you have a fucking voice. Like, use it.
Yeah. And I think it's also really important to highlight here that in some situations, you have to make sure that you feel safe in order to be able to have those disagreements and those conversations. I think when we first started doing this, like, we've known each other for a couple of years at least because of Transformation Weekend and doing the personal work. But I mean, getting into doing this podcast, like, we didn't talk to each other every week before doing this podcast. Like, we were in the same group of, you know, friends and acquaintances and stuff. And so we've seen each other quite a bit. And even before we hit record today, you had said, like, listening back to some of our previous episodes, like, you can tell we were a little bit more shy and we were a little bit less banter back and forth, because we were still trying to figure each other out too, right? Like, we had that safety space where we had to keep for ourselves. And I think it's really important to highlight here that when you are going into a communication situation with somebody and you are going to, you know, have a communication where there could be disagreements, is to ensure that you are still keeping yourself safe to an extent. We don't want to have you censor yourself because you're afraid of what's going to happen, but there are some conversations and some, you know, different people in your life that you're not going to be able to have a safe conversation with. And to be able to say too, that you're not going to have that conversation with said person because you could, it's hard to explain. For myself, I know that there's people in my life that I don't share certain things with because I just know the outcome of it is going to not be good for me. Right. And that's not to say that the outcome isn't going to be what I want it to be. That's not what I'm saying at all, but the outcome is going to be probably not healthy for me. And so I don't have those disagreements with certain people. I don't have conversations about certain things with certain people because it's not safe for me. It's not safe for my mental health. So I think that's really important to highlight here, is that not only, yes, do we want to get better with communication, but we also want to get really good at figuring out what communication is safe for us and with what people that are around us, right? Because you and I can now can go back and forth and have not heated conversations whatsoever, but we can have conversations. Yeah. We can have good conversations about shit that's happening right now that is very heated. And the topic is heated. You and I can go back and forth and have conversation totally civilly. And a lot of it we don't agree with, and that's okay. And that's the thing, is we've both come to realize like we're safe humans to be able to have a really open, honest conversation with and with each other. And we know that we're safe. But I think in the very beginning, we both, I think, felt a little like, oh, we'll touch on subjects and see what happens.
And
I think because we've had the training that we do with personal development and coaching and stuff, that we're able to be able to look at each other's opinions and viewpoints perspectively, right? Which I think is really, really important, because you and I can go back and forth, and I learn a lot from you. I hope you learn from me, because we do have different viewpoints on different things. And it's not to say my viewpoint is right and yours is wrong, or vice versa. We're both right and it's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because before, like you had said, we both have different upbringings. We both live in different parts of the world. I mean, even though we're both in Alberta, we live on the different ends of it. You know, like we both have different experiences health-wise, all of the different things. And so no matter what, I just know that I can have a safe conversation with you. And I really appreciate that. But a lot of people can't have safe conversations with certain people. So just to be wary of that when you're talking about opening communication lines up, right?
Yeah, it's important. And while you were talking, it made me think of something too that I want to touch on, is that sometimes, like if you know that there's a conversation that you're going to have or need to have with somebody, like we spend so much mental energy inflating it into this giant fucking thing before we even start that you come in like a freaking rabid dog before you're even ready to go, because you're like, well, if I say this, they're going to say this, and then I'm going to say this, and they're going to say this, and then I'm going to get mad, and then they're going to get it right. And then you show up and you're already like fucking chihuahua and you're ready to freaking go.
Yeah.
And they're not at that level, right? If they're not anticipating or whatever. So like,
feels like an attack. It can feel like an attack.
That's just so negative. Like, don't go into a conversation trying to guess what your opponent is going to think or say or come at you with, right? Like,
or try to convince them that you're right.
Yeah. Both ways. Totally. We talked about that before we hit record, and how like this goes for everything, spouses, family, kids, the like, I'm right mentality. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's not a healthy place to be. Like, humanity has not got to the incredibly intelligent and emotionally grown state that we're in now because we all thought we were right. Yeah. Right. Like we constantly learn and grow and feed off of each other. And that's because of communication. Like, it's communication is a skill. It's a skill set, and it's something that you have to develop and you have to work on and you have to like be actively thinking about. Like it's,
and I think
there's so much more to it.
Oh, there's so much. We could go on about this. We could have this conversation for hours, I think. And I think too, we're a little bit of a disadvantage right now because of technology, because of texting and, you know, like emails and all the things. Like, I love a good text. I don't like to correspond via email unless I absolutely have to, only because of the fact that you do lose the line of communication, even though you're writing and context. You're reading the words. Yeah. Like, someone puts an exclamation point at the end of a sentence to be like excited. And the person who's reading, it could be like, oh my God, they're mad. You know, and that's just it. Like, the line of communication, it can get so distorted nowadays that I think to have, like, to pick up the phone and have the conversation, to jump on a Zoom and have the conversation, that needs to happen more than the convenience of just quickly texting somebody. To have that conversation, especially if it comes to something that's a disagreement or something that needs to have an actual full conversation, that those things don't need to be done over text. Those things need to have voice to voice.
That can go both ways too. How bad people are for saying something that is edgy or maybe might not be taken the best way, and then they slap like a heart on it or like a happy, right? Yeah. Like
the condescending bitch slap.
Well, not even condescending, but it's like, you're like, I know what I said might offend you, so please don't be offended. It's like, no, sometimes it's okay to just say the thing.
Yeah.
don't need to slap a fucking Band-Aid on top of it. Let them respond. Sometimes people need to have that bluntness and that truth, right? Yeah. Which is generally, like, emojis have a place, don't get me wrong, but they're more for like, fun banter and funny conversations or whatever, yeah. right? Like they're not for like, I'm going to write something uncomfortable and then I'm going to put a happy face at the end mm-hmm. so that you hopefully don't fucking hate me at the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, even at like what you said, those, if that's where you are at the end of your sentence, you're like, what should I put here to make this a little bit less like awkward or whatever? Maybe mm-hmm. you should just pick up the phone and have a conversation.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And the other thing too, is we also have to walk into conversations understanding that you're not responsible for how someone else feels about it. Like mm-hmm. We can't take on how other people feel about us. We can't take on how other people feel about the ways that things that we believe in. Like that's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is not how someone else is going to react in anything. No. Right. And that's the thing is you have to be, if you're texting somebody and you have to slap an emoji at the end to make them feel better, you're not doing it for them. You're trying to make the uncomfortableness better for you.
Better for you.
And you can't go into it thinking, how am I responsible for making, easing this blow on somebody? Like, that's not your responsibility. People's reactions, people's emotions. And I'm not saying go out there and be like super cow and live your life without, disregarding everyone around you. Yeah. Well, YOLO. Gonna go out and be like a huge cow. No, we are not saying that at all. Like go out and
No offense to the cows of the world. We don't want to offend the cows, Vanessa.
Yes. I don't want to offend the cows. But if you're going to go out and be a super bitch because you think to yourself, like, I'm not responsible for how anybody else it feels. No, you're 100% responsible for how you show up in the world. And you need to come, show up in the world in love and kindness and to try and be a good person. And yes, even then, I offend people with how happy I am. Like no matter what I do, I offend people all the time.
It doesn't matter what you look like, what you say, what you do, mm-hmm. all those kind of things. Half of the world pretty much is going to agree with you and half is going to disagree with you, no matter what the conversation is, right? Like you could literally go out and say the sky's blue and somebody's going to be like, it fucking is not, it's gray.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, okay, whatever. Like
100%.
But I think what you just said too about like, don't go out and just be a cow for the sake of being a cow. Mm-hmm. Like my next point on here was to not ever attack someone personally, which is what I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of people that have that entitled attitude do, right? Like mm-hmm. you're not an expert in da da da, therefore you're an idiot. Like it's not your job to decide whether someone is credible mm-hmm. or deserves to have that opinion or if their opinion is valid. And it sure as hell isn't your job to say like, well, you haven't worked a day in your life, so you don't get an opinion on whatever or like whatever the topic is, right?
Yeah.
Like don't ever come to the point where you're stripping someone's character from them in mm-hmm. order to try and make yourself feel right or morally superior or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably even more prevalent in our relationships, like with our spouses and stuff, right? Like we tend to get very personal when we don't agree with somebody and we start dragging up the past. We start dragging up even before relationships and stuff like that, right? Like, oh, well, you went out with Karen, blah, 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 back in the day. And you and Karen did this kind of thing, right?
Yeah. You can't be fishing for stuff when you're having a conversation, especially with the people you love. If you're fishing shit up from the past, there's some major inner work that needs to be done there. Cause that's a huge insecurity on your part, not anything to do with the person who you're having the conversation with.
Yeah. Which leads perfectly into the next thing about not projecting your own problems, insecurities, experiences onto someone else. Mm-hmm. So be conscious of where your anger and your upset and stuff are coming from. If that's how a disagreement is making you feel, you need to look inside and like people as humans, fuck man, like we do this all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like 9 times out of 10, when somebody hurts you, we've all heard that saying, hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah.
It's because it's internal to them. It's them lacking confidence in that area. And you look like you have it. It's them lacking experience in that area.
Yeah.
You look like you have it. So it's almost like I guess you could really call it like a jealousy thing. And then that's when they start to attack you based on that thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they'll also proceed into attacking you personally.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, talking about this, like, the big thing for me is you can use your own personal experience when you're having an open conversation with somebody, I think in a, if it's going to be in a way that's going to help, I mean, we do this with coaching, right? Like I coach women who have hair loss issues. I coach women who have low confidence issues. I have, you know, like I help women come from the place that I used to be at. And I will use my own personal experience when I'm teaching, because not only does it show credibility for the fact that I've been there and I've done the things, and these are the things that work, and these are the things that could potentially help work for that person as well. But I would never, ever, ever say, this is what I did, so this is right. Right. Yeah. I would never use my personal story or what I've gone through, my personal experience, to write myself or to make myself right in a conversation. Right. But I could definitely, like you and I have had the conversation where we've said, you know, like we've gone back and forth with different conversation. I've said, well, I've gone through this and this is the result that I had. And you've, you know, like both of us, when it comes to weight loss or diets or muscle or all the things that we've talked about over, you know, the last 25 episodes, we've both been able to say, well, this is the thing that's worked for us. Have you ever thought about this? Right.
Yeah.
But not to come across as, this is what worked for me, this is the right thing. There's a big difference. Yeah. Right. So I think that's really important.
Well, and that doesn't account for, like I already said it, the uniqueness and individuality of all of us. Like the, it just doesn't fucking work for everybody. There is no one size fits all of anything, whether we're talking food, whether we're talking movement, whether we're talking politics, whether we're talking education, whether we're talking, like, we don't all do the same job. We don't all wear the same clothes. Mm-hmm. We don't all have the same color hair. We don't have the same color eyes. That's what makes us amazing.
Yep.
And we need to try and remember that when we're in dialogue with people where we're disagreeing, right? Like something has brought you to that situation. You've had some sort of bond for why you're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think people, when they get so heated in a disagreement, kind of forget about all that background, right? And like all the, like the love and connection that you obviously have with that person. So.
Yeah. And that above all trumps everything.
Yes.
I think is that when you come back to the fact that you've got a relationship with somebody, and the relationship is the most important thing. Disagreeing is okay.
Yep.
Disagreements is a healthy thing to have, 110%. Yes.
And that's what we're trying to hammer home, is that it's totally okay to have disagreements. It's an opportunity for growth and education for both of you, regardless of what the topic is, right?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. And it teaches us on our next point to being open to being wrong, which is probably it doesn't feel good when you're wrong and you realize you're wrong, but sometimes you're wrong, right? Like you don't step into math class in elementary school and the teacher's like, what's 3 + 3? And you say 8 and she says, no, it's 6. And then you argue. Like there's no, there is no grounds for argument there, right? Like it's okay to be wrong. Then it's an opportunity for her to teach you, her, him, whatever your teacher is, to teach you why this is this, right? So, and the same thing goes for opinions. Like we can all have opinions and perspective on things, but we can still have conversations and learn from people and then realize maybe our perspective or our opinion actually wasn't what we thought it was, and be open to changing it, right? Like that's okay. Changing something and saying the thing I believed up until now is incorrect is a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing too, is belief isn't fact.
No.
What we, you know, what we believe about certain things doesn't make it true in fact. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, is when you're having conversations with people, and even if, you know, you're having a disagreement, and within that disagreement, you realize, oh, I never thought about that. And it's sometimes you can almost feel like ashamed that you've changed your mind, that you feel like you're wrong, but it's a healthy thing to do. And it's not to say you want to go into every conversation looking to see how someone can change your mind. But if that does happen, that's huge growth for you. Like just that's a really good thing. Just be open to it. Just be open to listening to somebody else's experience and someone else's reasoning for why they believe the way that they do. Because like I said, belief, just because you believe something to be true doesn't mean it's fact. And there are lots of facts out there, but that's what we would want, hopefully, for you to do, is to go out and try and find the credible facts and do the research yourself, right? 110%. It doesn't mean that you're right and they're wrong, or that they're wrong and, or that you lost track, or that they're right. Right. Yeah. It doesn't mean either
way. Somebody's right. Somebody's wrong.
Exactly. Whatever. And even then, it could be a case where nobody's right or nobody's wrong, right? Just to be open to someone else's opinion and do the research yourself behind it. 110%. Yeah. I love, okay. I love this conversation. I was kind of nervous about having this conversation.
I know. See, like, we disagreed about this.
We did.
So I was like, I don't know if this is the best idea. I'm like, I think right now is when people need to hear this kind of stuff. So if you're listening, you take this and apply it as you will to whatever you think it needs applying to. We're not saying that this is relevant to one specific thing. This can literally be taken to pretty much any relationship. No, literally any relationship, any other relationship in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so any part of life could come down to having a conversation with a stranger in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right. That's like, it's 110%.
And you said something important to you when you were just talking about listening. And this is what something that I have noted here is that so often we listen with the anticipation of how we're going to respond instead of listening for the sake of listening.
Yeah.
Listen to what somebody is saying, how they're saying it, where their emotion is, where their anger level is, or their happiness level. Mm-hmm. Listen to their perspective, listen to their opinions, listen to their experience. Mm-hmm. You can learn so much from somebody if you're actively engaged in listening to the things that they are saying, instead of thinking, okay, Vanessa's talking to me about diets. Okay, I'm going to respond and I'm going to tell her that my favorite diet is XYZ. Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
yes. And why this day. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. And I think that that's super important because I know for myself, I lived in a state of listening to people for a lot of years and just waiting for my chance to respond. It was almost like I was gathering information for my own use to use it back as a weapon. And that's only because I, growing up with trauma, right? Like that was just my response is I was being talked to quite a bit as a teenager about how negative, you know, like negative things and such. And I did get very good at manipulating conversations and stuff because I would just gather information on you and then I would internalize it and weaponize it later, which was not okay. But in, you know, for me at that point, I was not open to having conversation about different things that traumatized me as a kid. And so it is hard when you finally flip over to actually having an open conversation with somebody and being able to look at them with compassion, even though they might not agree with you or whatever, just to have that open conversation and look at that person as a human who's sharing an experience with you. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing is actively listening is the greatest gift that you can give somebody, even if you don't agree with what they're saying, just to be open to it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, absolutely. I think that's where we go wrong with that kind of stuff, right? If we're actively listening, we're going to wait until the end of what they said before we decide to form our response or our opinion or our reaction. Whereas if we're listening with the anticipation of responding, if you said something I didn't like in the first four words, that's all I'm going to focus on. I'm not going to listen to like, okay, Vanessa, I spilled paint on your floor, right? And then you're going to be, fuck, you wrecked my freaking floors. You're mad. But you didn't hear me say like, it was an accident. Like, one of the kids fell and broke their arm and they accidentally knocked over the paint can. And like, I already tried to clean it. You're not even going to hear the rest of it. You're already focused on that beginning piece that freaking pissed you off. Right.
Yeah.
You're not even listening anymore. And it's, I don't know at what point in time we were conditioned to listen that way. I don't think we're ever actively. Do you?
From childhood. But like, children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah, but that's
our opinions don't matter.
To listen by responding, though, like I don't know.
I can see I can see where you're coming from. I think for me, like I grew up, children should be seen and not heard, right? Like I censored.
But that would teach you to not respond at all.
Totally. Oh, totally. And it completely.
I wonder if it's just more school where it's like I'm going to ask a question, you're going to give me an answer. I'm going to ask a question, you're going to give me an answer.
Totally.
That maybe is where it comes from.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is depending on your experience growing up and the people who raised you and the people who had influence on you, 100%. That's where it's been conditioned. Most of our stuff is conditioned from childhood.
Yeah.
99% of it, right? But it's communication is something that I think most people lack, unfortunately, good communication skills. And I think that we go a lot of times go into it very selfishly thinking, mm-hmm. what am I going to be able to get out of this? Or how am I going to prove myself right?
And or I think that emotionally.
Yes.
Right. Like we are emotional beings and there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with emotion and using emotion productively. But like, this is mm-hmm. another one of our key points here is when you're engaged in disagreement, are you using your rational brain or are you using your emotional brain?
Yeah.
And if you're living from that emotional state, you're very likely, not always, but you're very likely to overreact to things that are mm-hmm. not worthy of that level of emotional state, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're using your rational brain yeah. and coming at it from a rational perspective instead of an emotional perspective, it's just food for thought. Like it's,
yeah.
I'm not telling you to not be emotional and I'm not telling you that emotion is bad. And I'm not telling you that responding from emotion is bad because especially mm-hmm. when it comes to like family, children, and spouses and stuff, like mm-hmm. that's where we're going to live from because that's what kind of relationship we have with somebody, right?
Yeah.
But it's just something to think about that because we use it so frequently in our close relationships and the people we spend most time with, when we go into those a little bit more removed relationships, mm-hmm. like our friends or people that we meet online or whatever, mm-hmm. we tend to still live from that emotional state. And then that's where that severe anger and overreaction and stuff comes yeah. from. So,
well, I think too, just touching on like what we're all going through right now, because it's so highly publicized that we're all living mm-hmm. just in our emotional state right now. I think a lot mm-hmm. of, you know, the most of the world is just living in an emotional state. They're not living in
yeah.
the state of doing rational thinking and all of the things. And it's not to say that what's happening in the world right now is right or wrong or any of that. We all have our own beliefs about it, which is totally fine. But yeah. again, take a step back from it all. Take a step back from the news. Take a step back from the media. Take a step back from social media. Like, don't allow yourself to get sucked into the back and forth because it's all over yeah. the place right now. Yeah. Everything is a disagreement right now, which is really, really hard. And having it, you know, shoved down your throat all the time about somebody's opinion on this and someone's opinion about that. It's shut it all off. Do yourself a favor yeah. and turn it off. You have the, you're yeah. allowed. You don't yeah. have to be sucked into it all, you know, turn it off no. and give yourself a break. Give your emotions a break. We've all lived through 18 months of a fucking pandemic. Like allow yeah. yourself to have a break and shut it all off. Take a couple days yeah. and just don't. Right. And I think yeah. that's really important too, is know when to take a break when you've had enough yeah. emotionally. 100%. Yeah. You need to give yourself that for yeah. mental health.
And that's, you're like perfectly segueing. Are you reading these notes?
No, I'm not reading them at all.
This is like probably like the eighth time you've totally segued into the next thing. The next topic I have, or next bullet point I have here, is to take time and take a step back while you think things over, right? Like digest yeah. them. Don't yeah. respond immediately. Don't immediately react. Like
yeah.
it's okay to have a conversation mm-hmm. where you're uncomfortable because you disagree and be like, mm-hmm. okay, I heard everything that you said. You heard what I said. I'm just going to take some time to process this. And then maybe yeah. we can like touch base again, or maybe we never talk about it again and you just yeah. work on processing it, right? Like
yeah.
it's totally okay to, you don't have to finish
yeah.
the argument or whatever right now. And we talked about this before. Do you want to talk about that again, about the going to bed angry thing and why you disagree with it?
I'm a total So there's this thing where, especially as like newlyweds and stuff, when you get married, everyone passes. I know it happened at my bridal shower that everyone passed around a book and everyone writes a little blurb about like advice to the newlyweds or whatever. And one of them was to never go to bed angry. Mm-hmm. And I think it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's bullshit. I think that this idea that we can't disagree with our spouse and then go to bed angry when we're upset and we have beliefs and we have feelings around something, I think it's garbage, because I think that it makes us rush through the process of emotion that we're going through when it comes to whatever's happening, whatever you're disagreeing about, whatever's upset you. It puts this pressure on you all of a sudden as a human, not even on the other person that's in the conversation, but just as yourself, that you have to go through this process really quick and be quick to forgive and quick to forget before you go to bed and get over it. And I think it's yeah. garbage, because it just reinforces to us that the way that we feel doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
And I think it's garbage. I think that you can be in a loving relationship with somebody and be upset with them and angry with them and still roll over and give them a kiss and say, I love you. Good night. That's fine. I think that that's the way to do it. And then wake up in the morning with a fresh, you know, even to say this, like when my kids were in hockey, we had a rule where if you had something come up during a hockey game or something happened with a coach or something happened with one of the staff on the team as a parent and you didn't like it, it was mandatory. You took 24 hours before you spoke up to the coach about what was happening because you have to have that period where you go through the emotions because you don't know. I know I'm not a saint. I've done it before. My husband and I have been together since I was 17 that I have gone to bed angry at him and I've woken up in the morning with a different perspective on things and cooled off and been able to like have the time to think logically
because I removed
exactly. Whereas when we were younger and we weren't emotionally mature yet, we'd have these arguments where it would turn into something that one of us would be fishing for shit that happened in the past. And you just get so all of a sudden he says something that's like, oh, I'm going to one up you. And all of a sudden it's like this nasty thing. And then all of a sudden you can't go to bed angry with each other.
You're like attacking them personally.
It turns into this just ugliness. Yeah. Right. And I think now being more emotionally mature and doing the work that we've done, and especially doing like the self-development work that, you know, you and I have done and the things it's just different. You have to allow yourself to go through that range of emotions and be able to come to that naturally, because if you force it to go to bed without being angry at each other, you're not doing yourself any favors.
No,
you're not. You're going to be more upset with yourself. And that's when that spiral can start to happen, right? Like emotionally, you need to get to a place where you can have the conversation and you can say, I'm still upset with you right now because of the thing that happened or whatever. But I do still love you. And I do still honor the fact that, you know, you're my husband or you're my wife or whatever. And good night. Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it in the morning. It takes a lot of fucking guts and courage to be able to say to somebody, I'm still really upset with you, but let's finish this tomorrow.
Yep.
I think it's the healthiest thing you can do.
Oh yeah. And like, I like that perspective because I've never thought about that, but I do agree. Like, I totally agree that I can disagree with somebody, whether it be my spouse or you or my kids or whoever, and I can still have care in my heart for that person and still be like, I disagree or I'm mad at you or whatever, right? Like if I have a fight with my husband, I'm not like, okay, I disagree with you right now, so I fucking hate you and I don't love you anymore. Like that, how unreasonable is that? Like that's not
sleep on the couch.
How it works. Or move out of my freaking house. Like we're just so conditioned to be so overly emotional and so like we just don't work through things as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like we're so quick to just throw things away, relationships and people in our life, because we would rather be right than be open to being wrong and having those uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. And especially in relationships, we have to remember that our spouses they're not mind readers.
No,
we have to be open with our spouses. If something is happening and they're doing something that we don't like, we have to talk about it. If you're needing something that they're not fulfilling, you need to fucking talk about it. We need to have that communication open before it gets to the point where it becomes a big thing. All of a sudden the little tiny pebble, you know, turns into this gigantic mountain of stuff. And then all of a sudden when you have a conversation, because they do something that pisses you off, all of a sudden you're going, well, this isn't a new thing. You've been doing this for 6 months and blah, 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 blah. And I've been telling you, and they're coming across as going, holy fuck, you haven't told me anything. You've just been nagging me about picking my underwear up off the floor. And all of a sudden you're like, but it's not, you know, and it just becomes this big thing. Like be a fucking adult.
Yeah.
Tell your husband or tell your wife if they're doing something that aggravates you, but don't expect them to change it. Just bring it to their attention. That's up to them if they're going to change it. Right. But I think that it's so important. Like your spouse is not a fucking mind reader. Your spouse is not a perfect human. They don't expect you to be a perfect human. If they do, there's a level of awareness there that you need to have a real conversation with yourself. But like, again, communicate to each other.
Yep.
If it's safe to do so.
That's all we're saying, people.
That's it.
We're just saying.
Have the conversation. Have those
conversations. Yeah.
100%.
See? And we're on the same page.
Yes. I love you. There's lots of things and that's the thing to go back on. There's lots of things that you and I don't agree on. Nope. Lots of things that are very heated right now in the world, and it's okay. It's okay. Neither one of us are right. Neither one of us are wrong.
No, but I would honestly say that every time we talk about it, I feel a little bit better because it's nice mm-hmm. to just be able to speak the things that are on my heart, even if you don't agree with them. And I hope that you feel comfortable to do the same, but I always feel like I learn at mm-hmm. least a little bit about you or other people's perspective from like your opinion, whatever it is we're talking mm-hmm. about, whether it's what's going on right now or not. Right. Like mm-hmm. that's just the thing. Like I'll go back to the first point. Disagreement invites the opportunity to learn about other people or new things.
Yeah.
Right. Like disagreement is totally healthy. It's totally necessary. Mm-hmm. It's totally needed. Mm-hmm. Don't shy away from it. Just learn how to have good communication skills. Know when to walk away. Know when to use your emotional brain and your rational brain, mm-hmm. right? Like it's really basic stuff that I think mm-hmm. a lot of us are missing. And I don't know, I feel like that's why we needed to talk about it today, was just to kind of help people learn how to navigate, apply this however you will, but don't shy away from having the conversations. And fuck me, like don't tell people to get out of your life if they disagree with you.
Yeah.
Don't tell them to ignore what you're saying if they disagree with you. Like that's not healthy for you or them. No. Nobody's growing. Nobody's learning. You're not helping your own cause of whatever it is that you're talking about mm-hmm. by doing that either. Like,
And that's the biggest thing, is know when to move on. Know when, you know, like if you and I were having a disagreement and it got heated, the both of us, I think mentally we'd both be able to say, okay, this isn't getting us anywhere. No. Let's, and this is the thing. We're talking about things that 99% of us are all going to experience in our lives, things that are not like do or die things, right?
Yeah.
When we're talking about this, if you're thinking in your life, you have any sort of abuse happening, you have any sort of anything that is like the extreme things, that's a totally different conversation that needs to be had, right?
Yeah.
I think that like when we talk about all of it, and you can have heated conversations, like lots of people can have heated conversations without emotionally attacking somebody or verbally abusing mm-hmm. somebody or doing any and escalating things to that level. Right. And if it gets to that point, then it becomes a safety thing. And that's what we talked about before is that's a whole other thing that has to happen. But when you need to know when to move on is when, you need to be able to be safe to have a conversation with somebody. So if you know right away that you're not going to be able to have a safe conversation, if something comes up with the person, then you just have to say, this isn't something I'm comfortable with having a conversation about.
Yeah.
Done. If they don't respect that, doesn't matter. You don't need to be, just because you got an invite to the circus doesn't mean you have to fucking join. Right.
Exactly.
You can walk away.
Not my monkeys.
Not my circus, not my monkeys, 110%. And that's the thing, is if somebody is so deadhead, not even deadheaded, so redheaded, or what's the word? Hot-headed, redheaded. God almighty. Can you tell?
I don't have fucking hair. My hair color, right? Just because you don't fucking have hair, Vanessa.
Man, good Lord. Like
I think we need to move on.
I'm glad I offended you. First time. Hey. First time, we've done pretty good. But... No. And we're still friends. Shocker. And that's the thing.
Are we? No, I'm just
kidding. Oh my God. Conversation. So good. But this is the thing. Like if someone's coming in hot headed at you, and you just know, we've all been there where we have the conversation with someone when you have that thought that it's like, this is going nowhere. Like this is not, that person just is so convinced of their convictions that there mm-hmm. is no swaying them whatsoever. They're not open to anything. Then that's when you don't just shut it down. We're done. Can we talk about the weather? Right? 110%. I've done that before with people.
Or just remove yourself from the situation. Yes. Like close the computer, put the phone down. Cause let's be honest, that's where like 97% of our arguments come from these days. Right?
110%.
Somebody in your life, walk away. If it's your spouse, go turn on the bath or the shower and crank the music so you can't freaking hear them, whatever. Yeah. Like remove yourself from the situation. Yeah. But definitely, and no
And I think it's important to flip this to the other side, is that if somebody has asked you for space because of a conversation that you've had and they need to work through things, that you need to allow them to have that time and space and not on your timeline. Yeah. If that person says, I'm really upset with you, I need to go to bed and we'll talk about it tomorrow, you don't go after them like a raging chihuahua because you want to finish the conversation now. You need to give them space. I think that's the most emotionally mature thing you can do for somebody, is to allow them to have their space without you taking it personally.
Yeah.
110%. I think that in that space, that's when our brains go, whoa, 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 this doesn't feel safe. You're thinking, oh my God, what, I can't control this. No, no, no. You need to give that place. You need to give that person emotional security on your end, because that shows that you're okay, that you're confident in yourself, and that that gives them the time that they need to go through. Cause we all process things at different times in different states, right? So you need to be able to give that person, without blowing up their phone, without having blocking and all that immature shit that happens now, right? Like, give that person time to be able to work through it themselves, because when it comes back, that's one of the greatest gifts you can give somebody, is time.
Yeah.
110%, right?
Yeah.
Emotional time. So
I think that's a good place to wrap up. So we totally blew our timeline out of the water, but that's totally fine.
Every time. You know what? What else can you expect from us? We start talking and it's
one day. One day we'll come in and our budget. We'll just be like, we're going to record a short 2-hour episode today and then we'll be good.
Totally. We blew it out of the water.
Right?
So good. We could talk forever.
Well, as always, friends, we are so grateful for you listening and leaving us reviews and tags on social media. Please be sure to hit subscribe if you want to be reminded when new episodes drop, which is every Monday. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and you can see our faces and my red hair that Vanessa apparently hates on YouTube. If you ever have questions or want to reach out to us, you can find us on our social media handles, which are listed below. I'm on TikTok now, people, so you should all be proud of me.
Yay!
And I don't know how I feel about it yet, but I'm there.
It's so fun.
And yeah, it's interesting. Anyways, you can email us at any time at selflovencensored@gmail.com if you have questions, if you want to work with us as coaches, if you want to be on the show, if you think somebody else should be on the show, if you love the show, whatever. Shoot us an email.
Anytime. Perfect. It was a good one. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.